And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. And your father hath deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. For these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of times, and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. And he said unto them, Follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies the Moabites into your hand. And they went down after him, and took the fords of Jordan toward Moab, and suffered not a man to pass over. So David stayed his servants with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul arose up out of the cave and went on his way. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. He suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. Neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul. Suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, O Lord, thou knowest, remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. The hardness of your hearts suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. Suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John the brother of James. And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. After they were come to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And when Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with the soldier that kept him. Wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did it not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear unto you. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. But even after that we had suffered before, and were shamefully entreated, as ye know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Forasmuch then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you.